You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good morning and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day four coverage from ACE. Todd, year three of our coverage from this great event coming to a close, unfortunately, too soon. But we have another opportunity to learn something about an association we've not talked to on this show before.
Well, we haven't, and it's on a topic that's a little bit, it sounds mundane if you're not familiar with the industry, but lots of fascinating stuff going on.
Yeah, well, we are joined by Greg Horn, the Executive Vice President, Technical Services with DIPRA. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. Gosh, to our audience who's not familiar with DIPRA, give us the 10,000-foot view. What do you do? How do you serve your members?
Well, DIPRA is the Ductile Iron Pipe Research Association. We're an association of manufacturers of ductile iron pipe. And we conduct research, provide technical information to the customers of the industry, utilities, and their consulting engineers, so that they know everything they need to know about ductile iron pipe and can apply it properly.
Well, what's new? What are the hot topics in the industry right now?
Well, this year we're introducing a product called V-Bio, which is an enhanced polyethylene encasement. We've used polyethylene encasement to protect iron pipe from corrosion since 1958. This year we're introducing an enhanced version that has a biocide and a corrosion inhibitor to actively prevent corrosion from occurring on iron pipe.
When a utility has the opportunity to make a decision about the piping they're going to use, they have options.
Yes,
walk us through why iron pipe is the direction they ought to be going.
Well, the great strength about iron pipe is its great strength. It's the strongest pipe made for water and wastewater industry. It is very conservatively designed, and that's why people use it. It has a tremendous track record. There's a pipeline, an iron pipeline in Versailles, at the Palace at Versailles, that was installed in 1664.
Wow.
That's still being used. We've got pipe almost 200 years old in this country, in Philadelphia. More than 600 utilities with iron pipe that's over 100 years old. Speaks pretty well about iron pipe's ability to protect the infrastructure.
No surprise to you, Greg, that a lot of our conversations on this show are about the issue of aging infrastructure.
Yep.
And we've had some interesting dialogues with people saying, well, utilities oftentimes change infrastructure just because it's technically old. And the point he was making was, but a majority of it doesn't need to be changed. I imagine, Todd, a lot of that's probably iron pipe.
I guess it is. Yeah.
Talk about that issue.
Most of it is. There's a survey done by the American Water Works Association in 2002 of 300-some-odd utilities that indicated 2 out of every 3 feet of pipe in the ground at that time was iron pipe. And so when you're talking about an aging infrastructure, you're talking in a lot of ways about iron. But the thing about it is, if we're talking about a 100-year-old pipe that was made with 100-year-old metallurgy, 100-year-old manufacturing techniques, 100-year-old engineering, we would probably be worse off than we are now if it wasn't for iron pipe being in the ground and behaving or performing as well as it did. Today, with corrosion control, V-Bio, that's really the only thing that can affect iron pipe negatively. If we bring that under control, we have modern metallurgy, modern manufacturing, and modern design. We can get 100 years and more out of a pipe on purpose.
When you were talking about V-Bio, your introductory comments about it, you used the term "we introduced," which is interesting to hear you say "we" as a representative from an industry association. What's behind that? Is it the association itself? I'm assuming it's members of the association.
Well, it is the members. The association is comprised of the members, American Cast Iron Pipe Company, U.S. Pipe and Foundry, and the McWane Companies. And in late 2012, we bought the patents to V-Bio. DIPRA did on behalf of the industry. So we are introducing it to the market.
That's unique.
That's fascinating. But we're day four of ACE 14. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have been consciously walking around, observing what's going on. What have been some of your key observations and lessons learned from this, and how that applies to not only the water industry, but certainly iron pipe?
Well, I looking around, we tried real hard to make an impact here. We've done a lot of advertising. We've sponsored a lot of the events that go on here at AWA. And I think the thing that we get a lot of questions and information and contact questions about VBio in particular. We've also got our industry's product is smart certified as a sustainable product, which we get some questions about, which I think is a fairly significant thing for our industry to undertake. It takes a commitment to sustainability, which is not just making the pipe last a long time, but it's making an environment that's safe for the workers who make the pipe, an environment that's safe for the people that live around the foundries, and providing water that's safe for the consumers to drink. And it's a significant commitment that the industry makes.
Looking forward into the future, Greg, what kind of challenges are on the horizon for the ductile iron pipe industry?
Well, I think the biggest challenges are going to be, as we were talking about earlier, there are lots of selections that can be made as far as pipe is concerned, and our challenge is to help people appreciate all of the advantages that ductile iron pipe offers, because we believe that value is the watchword when we're talking about providing safe drinking water for all of our water utilities customers.
What's the future hold? When you and I talk in 2-3 years' time at a future ACE, what will we be talking about? Any innovations, any movement? Walk us through what the future looks like.
I think what you see in the water industry these days, there's a lot of talk about asset management. There's talk about being able to evaluate pipe. You talked about earlier about replacing pipelines, and age is not the single criterion that you have to look at. You have to do a condition assessment, and it's all a part of that. And designing pipe to last for a desired service life is a part of asset management, so that we can plan for the future and not get into a place where it's very expensive for us to keep it up. And asset management is a big part of that. When they put pipe in the ground years ago, they didn't think about how long is it going to last. They just figured it just go on and on and on. And that's something that the industry is moving. They're moving towards a better management approach to something as important as water and wastewater infrastructure.
We've talked a good bit at the show here about maintenance technologies and inspection technologies, and the phrase, instead of replacing 50 miles of pipe, replace 50 feet of it. And from your perspective, I don't know, is that good news or bad news? You know, on the one hand, you burnish the reputation of the iron pipe for being so durable and long-lasting. On the other hand, if I'm in the business of selling iron pipe, maybe that's not so good news. How do you balance those two things?
Well, we want our pipe to last. The thing that utilities have is, when they're making decisions like that, the biggest challenge they've got right now is knowing what's in the ground, taking inventory of their systems. That's the thing that I see. And you see, it takes a commitment on their part. It may take for a big city to digitize their entire system, it may take 2 or 3 years, and it's a big effort. But it's something that really helps them analyze their systems and see how well the pipes are performing, not just in general, but in specific areas, which helps them prioritize replacements. And hopefully with our efforts, they will continue to use iron pipe where they have before.
All right. Well, Greg, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, where can people learn more about DIPRA?
Well, you can certainly get information from us on our website, DIPRA.org, and on there you can also find contact information for our member companies, and that's where you would go if you're interested in finding out about VBio in particular and about ductile iron pipe in general.
All right. Greg Horn, the Executive Vice President, Technical Services of DIPRA. Greg, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.